from tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Right, P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2015 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday morning, November the 27th, 2015. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the morning, teaching on Are You Brokenhearted?
So, Brother Ritchie, you can come, and this will be good. He's always got a great message for us.
As he called me, my name is Brother Ritchie. My full name is King Rand Ritchie. King Rand Ritchie. Been called Randy all my life. But I answer to either one. It's important to accept your given name, too. You know, there's some people, this may just be for somebody. There's some people that have problems just because they don't like the name they've been given by their parents. Okay? And your parents were given authority by the living God as soon as you were conceived to speak things to you and over you. And some of us may be suffering from some negative things, but the name that they gave you is the name from God.
Yes.
And so there are people that literally have their lives changed from going from Al to Alan. Things like that. Okay? So if that's for somebody here, receive it. If it's for somebody that hears this message later, receive it. I don't mind being called King Rand. I don't mind being called Randy. I've just been called Randy all my life. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are a warrior God. You are Lord and you are King. There's nobody like you. You've given us authority over all of the power of the enemy to trample on serpents and scorpions. I thank you, Lord, that the young lion and the adder are under our feet in the name of Jesus. The Lord, we give you the glory. Our focus is on you, Jesus. We deal with the enemy, but our focus is on you. We love you, Lord. We bless you. I bind the strong man over myself and everybody in this camp in Jesus' name. And over everybody that will hear this message later in Jesus' name. We give the Lord the glory. We bind every mind-blinding spirit, every deaf-dumb spirit, every spirit of fear, doubt, and unbelief. We break that threefold cord in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you the glory for the anointing that destroys yokes. I thank you for anointing my tongue. I thank you for anointing the ears to hear. We thank you for your grace, Lord. For your grace. That's your power to accomplish your will in our lives. We give you all the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Title of this would be, Are You Brokenhearted? Are You Brokenhearted? If you had a subtitle, it'd be, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Now, Jesus said in Luke 4:18 through 19, he's quoting Isaiah. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Proverbs 15:13 says, "A merry heart makes for a cheerful countenance, but by the sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken." Everybody who will, repeat after me. Say, Lord,
Lord,
my heart's broken.
I give you permission to fix it.
In Jesus' name. Say,
Lord,
I ask you.
I ask you,
even as we walk through this ministry today, to begin to reveal to me places that I'm still not healed.
I'm asking you
to show me that we can deal with it together in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus came to do all of the following. He came to heal the brokenhearted and to bring deliverance to the captive and to heal the sick. Listen, church, the heart is at the center. It's not only at the center of your spiritual activity, but also of the operations of human life. Heart and soul are often used interchangeably in the Word of God. A wounded spirit or a broken heart is one that is hurting. A person with a wounded spirit lives in inner misery that focuses regularly on the emotional pain and cannot fully receive cleansing and wholeness. Now, for many of us, that might not mean that we're walking around totally stumbling, but there's things in the subconscious mind that are causing problems. It doesn't mean you're going around going, I'm wounded, but you might be. You could be there. But many times it's subconscious in holding us back from the things of God. What keeps a broken heart? Unforgiveness and bitterness are the glue that holds the pain in your heart. Forgiveness is one of the major steps to bringing healing and peace to a person. When you feel like you're unloved and neglected, when a parent or a spouse or anyone else neglects and abandons you physically or emotionally, then you feel unloved. When there's a broken heart, there's a breach. There's a fear that can block you from experiencing the love of God. Keeps you from loving yourself. It keeps you from loving others properly because there's a fear of rejection. Say, Lord, I know you love me. Say, Lord, I'm asking you to show me people I need to forgive. Anybody. Anything. Any entity. I'm asking you to show me as we walk through this ministry together. The broken-hearted person is wide open to the attack of the enemy, both in their soul and in their body. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you don't know that you're loved, if you don't know how much God loves you, I'm telling you right now, if you don't know God as your daddy, your Abba, if you don't know Him as Father, as Abba, daddy, what the word we would say, daddy. Many people know they have a father. We all have a father in here. We wouldn't be here, earthly. Okay? But do you know your heavenly father is a daddy? Because if you didn't know your earthly father is a daddy, daddy's one you run to. You run to for protection. You run to because he loves you. You run to because he celebrates you. He provides for you. He gives you identity. If you don't know the Father as your Abba, as your daddy, you need to. You'll never, never, never prosper to the extent that God has for you here on this earth, unless you know that. Say, Lord, I give you permission. I'm asking you to reveal yourself to me as my daddy, my Abba. I ask you in Jesus' name. Now, when you know daddy, he's my daddy. When you know him as your daddy, you'll love him. As his love is poured into you, you're able to receive his love. You're able to love him. You're able to accept yourself as wonderfully knit, wonderfully made by him. You're able to accept yourself as his son or his daughter. And when you're able to do that, you can love yourself, even though you're flawed. Everybody, I'm flawed. I'm flawed. I need Jesus. Amen? Every one of us. If any of us could do it, we wouldn't have needed the cross. We wouldn't need the grace of the living God. Nobody can do it without Him. Every one of us. But yet, in all of our mess, some messes are worse looking than others. But in all of that, living God says, I value you and I'm willing to pay the price. That's your value. When you're able to love yourself, then you're able to love your neighbor. And if you can't love yourself, you can't love your neighbor. And I got news for you. If you can't love yourself, you can't really love God. It all works together. It all works together. Everybody say, Lord,
Lord,
I repent
for every area in my life
when I've refused to pardon myself,
to forgive me,
to give myself a break.
When
I've refused
to
allow the blood of Jesus to be enough for me. Forgive me, Lord.
I receive
that forgiveness. Everybody raise your hands to heaven. Say,
Lord,
Daddy,
Abba,
I receive me
as a gift
from you to me.
My life
is a gift from you.
I receive
me fully in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Love is the principal thing. You have to be able to receive love in order to give. Love conquers all. Love covers a multitude of sin. Love never fails. Now look, faith works by love. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. Well, if our love walk's hindered, your faith walk is hindered. Love is the principal thing. Our need for love is the most basic need we have. All our other needs can be satisfied when we're in love. When this basic need is unmet, it forms a strong foundation for a deep wounded spirit. In other words, traumatic events in our lives will affect us more severely when we have unmet needs. You know, if you know your daddy loves you, it doesn't matter what freight train the devil sends down the road. Because ultimately, every freight train the devil sends down the road is going to be met by the bigger train called Jesus. When you know your daddy loves you, you have confidence in what he'll do for you. Our ability to cope with stressful situations are damaged and distorted. Satan wants to rob you of relationships with God and with yourself and with others. Satan is the executor of the curse. Satan's a liar. Everybody say that. Say it again. Everybody say it again. Amen. Now, the Bible says that things established by two or three witnesses, what we just did. Amen. If he can get you to believe his lies, you become a prisoner of negative thoughts set by Satan. Now, what does a broken heart look like? When your spirit is damaged and wounded in any way, your ability to relate normally to others, to yourselves, and to God is hampered, as well as the ability to trust. Your ability to trust God can be broken. For some, the damage is only slight. They're able to get on with their lives with the hurt causing only a minimum of irritation or inconvenience. You know, you can function. There are people that function well, that aren't healed. They're functioning. I mean, there's people who go to church, they tithe, they give, they show up, they praise God, their business is good. All of those things are well, but they're still not healed. They may be functioning that, but they're not fully thriving. They survive in a relatively normal life, but they fail to realize their full potential in their friendships, in their marriages, in their day-to-day relationships, and their full destiny that God has for them. If you're still cussing the guy that cuts you off when you're going down the road, you're not healed. You're not healed. If you come out of the Walmart and you're mad over how the cashier and you had to wait in line and all that, and you come out of there angry and mad about it, you're not healed. You're not healed. If you sit at every service you ever go to and you criticize and judge every single word that's said and you can't receive anything from anybody, you're not healed. Everybody say, I want to be healed. Then there are those with extreme or severe damage to their spirit. These people are greatly incapacitated, dysfunctional with all manner of emotional, spiritual, physical, mental, relational, and financial disaster. These people are forced to crawl or need to be carried through their life. Have you met those that struggle greatly like this? Is this you? If Say, Lord,
Lord,
where do I fit in this picture?
Have
you ever considered that you might have a broken heart? Have you met people that no matter how hard they try to walk, they seem to fall? One day they have faith, and the next day they have no faith, but are full of doubt and unbelief. That's because with a broken heart, you cannot stand. Even when you're told to stand on the Word and quote God's promises, you can't stand. Remember, it goes back to Daddy. Do you know Him as Daddy? When you have a broken heart, you may have a hard time believing what God has done for you. Scripture says you are accepted, a child of God, even the apple of His eye. But you lose sight and never come into the understanding of our inheritance. You cannot grasp fully your identity in Christ. Your thoughts are filtered through the negative life experiences, and you can be stuck in the pain of your past. Say, Lord, I don't want to be stuck. We're going somewhere. I'm going with you. In Jesus' name. For every thought that arises in your mind, there's a corresponding electromechanical reaction in your brain. Every time you think, chemicals flow. Hormones and chemicals, synonymous words. Okay? Your environment creates a mechanical input into your brain. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, you're hearing a mechanical function. It's coming from my voice. It's coming out to you. And it's entering into your ears. By popping those eardrums out, sending a signal, mechanical signal, that then is transferred into electrical signal that goes into your brain. Okay? Depending on what kind of signal you receive, there is then going to be a chemical or hormonal reaction in your body. Okay? So what you hear, what you see, what you smell, what you feel, the brain then reacts according to your thoughts. Positive thoughts release healthy chemicals. Negative thoughts release unhealthy chemicals. Now, sometimes they can be, or hormones, these can be the same chemicals, but the amount of the chemicals. See, God has made He made the human body as a magnificent.
Amen.
I mean, there's no way we can fully even grasp. I mean, you know, doctors practice medicine.
Yeah.
They're still trying, you know.
Yeah,
Jesus doesn't have to try. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Okay? But our human body is an amazing thing, but it's meant to function in a healthy body with a healthy... If your soul's not healthy, your body's not healthy.
Amen.
Okay? So if your soul has places where it's shattered, where it's unhealed, there can be a place where what is a good hormone becomes too much of it. And you have problems. So these chemicals produce electromagnetic waves. At any one moment, your brain is creatively performing about 400 billion actions. My mouthful there. 400 billion actions at any given moment. They're trying to make computers close to that. Of which you will only be conscious of around 2,000. In other words, what you're aware of in your conscious. You know, and even that, to say that in your conscious mind, you're able to process. There's so many things that we're able to understand. Each of these actions has a chemical and electrical component. Emotions that regularly release a torrent of destructive chemicals and will be the most damaging over time are. Before I want to go into that, I want to share something. Look. There's a man I know, and some of us know him in the room. His name is Philip Morris. He's a minister down in the Houston area. And he's a trained psychologist who said, I got the Holy Ghost before they messed me up. You hear that? Okay, so he doesn't work manipulative. He doesn't work in any of what modern psychology... Listen, psychology and psychiatry is the manipulating of your mind. It's a witchcraft work. And that doesn't mean there can't be some godly counselors that are psychologists, but if they're doing anything but other than telling you what the Word of God is and praying, there's a problem. Some of you may need to break ungodly soul ties with some of those psychiatrists, psychologists, if you've been to them. Okay? Not throwing a dart at those people. They don't know what they're doing. Okay? Hey, anything we know by the grace of God. Amen? If I know something today, I might not have 2 weeks ago. So none of us better than anybody else. Some of us may be functioning better. Some of us may be more effective members of the body of Christ, expanding the kingdom, all with the same value. And our goal is to see everybody come to the greatest knowledge they can of the goodness of our living God. Amen?
Amen.
And so we share and we freely give and we're always... And listen, by the way, any good teacher is willing to be taught. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. But Philip said that the brain... And he had a chart up in there. So the nerve endings in the brain go to the place where your emotions are. And at the end of the nerve endings, on one side is a transmitter. Know what a transmitter is? Like you can open a garage door with. It sends out a signal. Okay. On the other side are receivers. Okay. Positive thoughts. And there's positive and negative receivers. Okay. And this is physical brain we're talking about. Positive thoughts. And the most positive and the best are the Word of God. You counter the negative thoughts with the Word of God. Okay? But positive thoughts send forth positive signals. So there's negative and positive receivers. The more positive thoughts that are put in, the negative receivers begin to physically dry up and die and go away. So you can get to the point you don't have the negative receivers. You get that? Now see, because on the receiver end, when the receiver receives the negative, and it's literally a positive and negative electrical current. This is the brain. This is the work of the Master. Huh? This is the work of our King. So there's literally a place where those things dry up and there's no room for a negative current to receive negative input to create negative consequences for your hormonal system. Your chemicals. Amen. Say, Lord, I want all the negative receptors in my life to go away in Jesus' name. I'm going to dwell on the goodness of God. You know, I lived a life of drugs and alcohol from the time I was 10 to the time I was 40 years old. And the Lord did a one. He just received me. Thank you, Lord. He chased me down. He's a good God.
Amen.
Okay? But I come out of that and I always tell people, I said, you know, now they have a cloud where you keep your memory, and the cloud I was in is where you lost it. Okay? But there were some issues still, you know. I made pretty good money, but I had more owed than I could pay. And then all of the stuff, the enemy would try to put fear on me, and I was taught the power of confession, and not under the depth of what I just taught you, but just confessing God's Word. So I learned, and one of the things, I picked up Scripture to begin to confess some things, like I have, and I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, see? So, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and he who is in me is greater than he who is in the world, and I am more than a conqueror through Christ. All of those things, and the Lord always causes the saints to triumph, and when the devil, listen to me, when the devil would attack me, that was my response.
Amen.
Okay? You have to have a response.
That's right.
And the more you respond and the more you speak those things in the opposite of what the devil's doing to you, the more those negative receptors are going to be destroyed and the more you're going to believe God's Word.
Amen.
And the more that you're putting the enemy, you're taking his lie and replace it with the truth. Mm-hmm. Some of you need some battle scriptures.
Amen.
You hear me?
Yeah.
How does the enemy work you? Find the truth in the Word of God and begin to speak those things. Hey, speak them when you're not being attacked. But certainly reply when you are. Amen? Say, Lord, help me to respond to the fiery dart of the enemy with the shield of faith that says, shut up, devil, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the truth, to counteract the lie. In Jesus' name. All right, emotions that regularly release a torrent of destructive chemicals or hormones and will be the most damaging over time are as follows. Anger and rage. Resentment. Depression. Worry. Anxiety. Frustration. Fear. excessive grief, guilt, and shame. I'm going to repeat it. Anger and rage, resentment, depression, worry, anxiety, frustration, fear, excessive grief, guilt, and shame. Everybody who will, repeat after me. Say, Lord,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
I repent
for me and my ancestors. And I break the curses that have come because of the sin that have led to each of these works of the enemy. I repent for anger and rage, resentment, depression, worry, anxiety, frustration, fear, excessive grief, guilt, and shame. I break unholy soul ties in my life with everyone that I've had relationship with that have created these issues in my life. I send their souls where they belong. Call my soul back to me, covered in the blood of Jesus. I renounce these things in the name of Jesus and give you the glory, Lord, that you're setting me free. In Jesus' name, I give you permission to root these things out. And I thank you, Lord, that in a little bit, we're going to call these things out. But enemy, you demons, I'm giving you the opportunity to leave now before the Lord beats you up. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Research shows that 87% of illness can be attributed to our thought life, and about 13% to diet, genetics, and environment. Medical science has directly linked emotions such as depression as a result of loss, hurt, and betrayal to an increased risk of cancer and heart disease. I'm going to tell you something. When somebody tells me they're depressed, now, there's a spirit called heaviness. It can jump on you just to test you. We've got to become a people that are wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And the Bible says, put on a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. And that's how you react to any heaviness that comes in your life. But when people are telling me that, I always ask them, well, who are you mad at? Who are you mad at? Because oftentimes, maybe there's people, you've worked forgiveness, you've been through a lot of it, and hopefully you've been in a place where you've been going through some deliverance too. But I'm going to tell you, the Bible says, there is a reason that it says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath, lest you give place to the devil. And if you're a child of God, you can't walk around offended and think you're going to prosper. You've got to get rid of that stuff quick. And if you get mad at 9 in the morning, don't wait till 11:59 to let them go. Huh? People want to wait, or wait till dark. You know? Come on. Get rid of it. Refuse offense immediately. You know, if you've been here long enough, you understand that the spirits come out through the air. They come in, they're pneuma. Pneuma is a Greek word for wind, but it's also the word that is a descriptive term of a spirit. Okay? So a spirit comes in often through the air passages. So they come out the same way. So a lot of times we'll tell people to take a deep breath and let it go. Sometimes people cough. Sometimes they sneeze. Sometimes they yawn. Sometimes they expel gas. Okay? However, we don't care. This ain't a time to worry about your dignity. Get free. Bert, whatever, don't stop it, let it go. Amen? Enemy's been stealing our dignity for a long time. Let's punch him in the nose. Get rid of some stuff. Amen? Alright? But we tell people the pneuma in and the pneuma out. Where's that going with that? Give it back to me, Lord. Oh, when my wife, thank you, Jesus. Oh, by the way, thoughts, if you lose your thought, unless it's something you weren't supposed to say, then the devil's trying to take your thought. Just bind him up or ask God. The Holy Spirit knows what you're going to say. You see, he gave it back to me. I just asked him. But okay, so my wife and I have learned when somebody starts offending us, even ourselves, we'll just go. We're going to blow heads out. Hey, we're just not taking it. Huh? I can't afford to be offended. You can't afford to be offended. Say, Lord, I won't be offended. So who am I angry at? Who am I offended by? I'm asking you to show me. And I'm willing to release them. I do release them. In Jesus' name. When someone is hurting because of a broken heart, life is filtered through earlier negative events. You're really stuck there. Sometimes really, really stuck. You can quote the Word of God or the promises to someone, but they don't come true in your life. Why? Because your heart is broken. You can be like a pail or a bucket with holes in it. You put the promises of God in the bucket, but it flows right out because you're not able to overcome the rejection, the abandonment, the guilt, the shame, and the fear, and a host of other tormenting fruit from Satan's kingdom. The promises don't come true because of unforgiveness towards those that hurt you. Satan continually reminds you what others have done to you to keep you stuck in emotional pain. Many times a person with a broken heart has suffered from betrayal. Say, Lord, forgive me for betraying others. And I forgive everyone that's betrayed me. In Jesus' name. Jesus, you were betrayed. And you forgave. I want to be like you, Lord. Betrayal's like a piercing in your heart, or being pierced with a dagger, and it's like all the wind of life can be sucked out of you. It can be like a sledgehammer blow to the chest. Say, Lord, I pull the daggers out of my heart. You can even do that, you know. Pull them out. In the name of Jesus. I pull a hammer off of my chest. In the name of Jesus. I've watched words from my own mouth literally hit somebody like this. Literally like a blow to the chest. You can actually lose breath when someone betrays you, especially when it's someone you trust. The pain can seem unbearable. A person with a broken heart can end up with diseases because many times a person is caught up on the performance level. Say, Lord, I renounce performance in Jesus' name. I don't have to perform to be accepted by you, Lord. You love me just like I am. But I thank God that you love me too much to leave me this way. Amen. Say, I'm accepted. The Lord is doing a work in me. Say, I'm getting off the performance wheel. I'm just going to walk with you, Lord. And by your grace, walk out my life. Are you striving to prove to God, the world, and to yourself that you have value or worth? Are you trying to gain love and acceptance from parents, your spouse, boss, etc.? By doing things, trying to do them always perfect, always right, but are never getting enough recognition or acceptance? You know there's never enough. Listen to me. There's never enough acceptance. There's never enough recognition. There's never enough attaboys or attagirls if daddy isn't your daddy. If God isn't enough, there'll be never enough from a human being. You hear what I'm saying? But when He's enough, then He adds unto, seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Well, that's always taught about finances and such, you know, the other stuff and all that. And God loves His people. He takes care of His people. But let me tell you something. It means peace and love and joy and restored relationships and all of those things that just start working. When we accept the love of God, you know what else happens when you accept the love of God? You just choose to be obedient. Not because you're performing, not because there's a checklist, not because of legalism that says I'm doing all this right, you're doing it wrong, or you're good and I'm trash. That's all a lie straight from hell. You hear me? Yeah, that's what you get off of that performance wheel. You get off of that. But when you know you're accepted in the Lord, you begin to be obedient because you love Him. Because you realize what He's done for you, and you're thankful, and you love Him, and His law is written on your heart, and you're able. And listen to me, by the way, the more obedient you are through His grace, the more that He teaches you. Every place you've got in your life where you stubbornly say, well, I don't have to love them because, or I'm not going to because, or all of those things that are contrary to the Word of God are a place where you'll have no revelation in your life. You'll have no understanding from God. Say, I'm accepted in the Beloved because Jesus chose me. Maybe you've just shut down and you're living in a silent place of destructive isolation. Maybe it's a little bit of both, striving to perform and isolate yourself as well. You know, you can be isolated in a crowd. You can be surrounded by people that love you and be by yourself. When you become aware of the goodness of God, you'll never be alone anywhere. It doesn't matter if you're in the most hostile environment in the world, where nobody likes you. Hey, how many know here this world doesn't like us? Huh? How many knows we're surrounded? That on the natural flesh level, there's more against us than there are for us, but in the spiritual level, there's more for us than there are against us. Here are some of the diseases that can be a result of a broken heart. Here's a surprise. How about a heart disease? If your heart's broke, it might be because it's broke. How about depression? How about multiple personality disorder, now called DID? How about even ADD and ACHD? Maybe it came in as a kid. Do you know you can inherit a spirit called broken heart from your parents? Okay? It follows down the bloodline. But if, you know, ADHD, people got to move. They're always striving. Got to move. Listen, this is a bonus, okay? If your words don't change, your life doesn't. Proverbs 18:21, life and death is in the power of the tongue. If your words don't change, your life won't change. I know many of God's people that love the Lord that will go around saying, I'm ADD, I'm AH. Well, they ought not be saying that. It may be what is, but don't agree with it. Start declaring, no, Lord, I'm at peace in the name of Jesus. How about learning disabilities, chronic bronchitis, epilepsy, insomnia, extreme anxiety? Let me tell you something. If you don't sleep at night, something's wrong. Just tell me, something's wrong. I mean, some people need 8 hours. Some people need 6 hours. Some people need 4 or 5 hours. Whatever your body needs, but if you're not getting rest, then there's a tormentor taking your sleep. I recommend Psalm 3 and Psalm 4 to you. I'm going to tell you, if you'll get up and start punishing the devil by reading the Word of God and praying for people, he'll leave you alone. You'll sleep like a baby. I'm just telling you, but just resist that. It's not okay not to sleep. We're human beings and we're meant to sleep, and the sleep is a restorative period for your body. Amen? Okay. Panic attacks, extreme fear, thyroid issues, blood disease, allergies, chronic fatigue, environmental food allergies, back pain, arthritis, restless leg syndrome. Something's wrong. Now, there's all sorts of things cause all sorts of things. You know, when we start talking deliverance and healing, there are so many layers. Okay? We're layered people. So there's all, But the deal with the broken heart is that we can cast the demons out. And if your heart's broke, they're coming back. Because the wound's not healed. Okay? And so with brokenheartedness and with us casting the spirits out, but we need the healing of the Lord to close the door. Amen? Hebrew word translated broken is a strong word. It is shabar. It means wrecked, shattered, crippled, and maimed. Hebrew word for wounded is kalal. It means to profane. It means to profane oneself, or to defile oneself, or to pollute oneself, to be polluted, to be defiled, ritually, sexually, desecrated. It means to violate the honor or dishonor somebody. It means to violate a covenant or to treat as common something that should be special. In the name of Jesus. Everybody shake your hands. Just shake your hands. Say, in the name of Jesus,
all this stuff
coming off of me,
coming
out of me, in Jesus' name. I'm going to give you some deliverance pointers. How many people have been through deliverance before? They got here. Okay, now how many people have it? Okay. Now, there's, let me just say this. When you're going to be delivered, especially in a group session like that or any other time, if you find yourself crossing your arms, I know people that if you find yourself crossing your legs, I know people that cross their legs that never cross their until you start deliverance. And then the devil makes sure they cross their legs. Because like in the world, in the business world, if you were a salesman, you went out and you went to talking to people, when they do this, well, that's a guard. That's closing off. Okay? So we're actually going through some deliverance as we're going through this. Okay? And all deliverance comes, listen to me, deliverance never comes until a lie is destroyed by the truth. So there's a stronghold. A stronghold is a demonic thought process. Sometimes it's in your conscious mind. Sometimes, most often, it's in the subconscious mind. Okay? So when the truth comes in, the lie is broken up. Repentance then can come. We can say repentance. That puts the blood of Jesus between us and the enemy. It makes us able to go to the court of the heaven and find judgment against the enemy that says, okay, they have repented, now you're guilty, get out. The enemy. Alright? Alright? So the enemy wants to block that, and what we've found is that there are times when people will block off, and the enemy's doing that to stop the deliverance. So believe this. The enemy can deliver you even as you're receiving truth before anybody says, get out. I mean, the Lord can deliver you, not the enemy. He'll deliver you to hell. Okay? Let me make that clear. The Lord can deliver you before anybody says, get out, devil, in Jesus' name, as truth begins to come into your mind. So just be open. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I want every spirit
coming out of me
at any order. You want them out. In Jesus' name. Matter of fact, say devil. Demons. Go.
Go.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Everybody take a deep breath. Come on out of them in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Go on, everybody. Come on, you squatters. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Come out of me too. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. A broken heart comes from life's devastation. God never wanted us to be trapped in the devastations of life. With a broken heart, strongholds get formed in the mind. You're not able to stand totally in the faith. I said earlier, without faith, it's impossible to please God. We're supposed to meditate. That means think on it. It don't mean get somewhere and go on. Okay? We don't do that. You never blank your mind. If you ever blank your mind, you've got a demon. Just from that. Transcendental meditation, yoga, karate, chi, kai, any of those things where there's a blanking of the mind. God said, be still, know I'm God. But what that means is be still and think about me. means be still and think about God. Mutter His Word. The word biblical meditation means to ponder what God says. Amen? Okay. So we're supposed to meditate on the promises of God. With a broken heart, you'll be hindered and not able to stand 100% of the time in faith in God. You'll have doubt and unbelief come into your mind from Satan, telling you you're rejected, unlovable, whatever the lie that he's got on you, causing more emotional pain. The demons will say that God doesn't really love you. Or they might tell you that you've done too much. It's too late. It can't turn around. They might even, and you might have even developed the process that said, yeah, I'm going to heaven, but ain't nothing on this earth can change. And that's a lie from hell.
Amen.
Everybody whose life has been radically changed by the Lord, raise your hand.
Amen.
We need to testify to that.
Amen.
We will come by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And I'm going to tell you, you need to share with people what God has done for you. It cements things in the spirit realm as well. If you believe these lies and stop standing for the promises of God because of a broken heart, it will be hard to believe the truth. Listen to the truth. Hebrews 10:17. The Lord says, their sins and their lawless deeds I remember no more. I like that truth. Amen. However, a person with a broken heart walks in guilt. Doesn't matter how many times you tell them they're forgiven, they'll still walk in guilt, shame, condemnation from the enemy. It can become a stronghold. Oftentimes anchored in the anger, the hatred, the murder in your heart. Sometimes it manifests in meekness, and sometimes it manifests in meanness. Sometimes the strongholds of a broken heart, they manifest in either meekness, you become a doormat, or meanness. We can be cruel. When you have a stronghold, you have something that has a hold of you, and you cannot believe any differently than from the character or nature of that stronghold. So if you have fear, you're going to go view the world with fear. If I got a huge stronghold of fear, everything's going to scare you. It's kind of like the sky is falling. When light comes through the filter of fear, rejection, guilt, shame, and etc., when light comes in, it begins to break those strongholds down. When the truth comes in. Most often that stronghold, what happens in your life is it's going to sound like your own voice speaking to you. The devil will first person you too. That means he's going to put I in front of whatever he's telling you you are. Everybody say, devil's a liar. I'm going to rejoice when he speaks. Because he's lying. And God's telling the truth. So I'm going to believe the good things of God and not the lies of the devil. Many people, including Christians, have been fellowshipping with devils by believing the lies of the enemy and submitting to the lies. You know, it's what you believe you're going to submit to. I'm going to give you a deal. How many love to worship the Lord? How many believe He's worthy of all praise and glory? And we're literally, when we're coming to Him, we're at His altar worshiping Him. When we let all this other stuff work, we're worshiping at the altar of the devil. We're making an altar to Him. So when the enemy's blowing fear at me, if I succumb to that fear, I make an offering to Him. You get that?
Yeah.
So if he's blowing hate my way, manifesting hate, then and you know, if they're inside, well, let's get them out.
Yeah.
If they're outside, let's keep them out. You have to crucify your flesh. Nobody here is going to walk away. You can get the demons out of you. You can get the demons out, but nobody else can crucify your flesh for you.
That's right.
You've got to say no to the enemy.
That's right.
But so when we get angry, we blow up at people, we're worshiping at the altar of the enemy, of the demon called anger, of the demon called hate. Spiritually rooted circumstances require spiritual action in order to destroy those things. In some respects, we're making an offering. That's what I just said. Thank you, Father. Say, I offer my body as a living sacrifice to the living God, who is Yahweh, in Jesus' name. Now, how do you know if you have a broken heart? A person with a deep broken heart will struggle in many of the areas listed below. If this is you, let the Lord speak to you. You cannot understand the things of God. You don't think God loves you like He loves others. There's an inability to recognize God's presence. You cannot bring forth good things in your life, and you seem to have more things go wrong than go good and go well. You're not being blessed financially even when you give, and you're not able to stand until your crop comes in. You're not believing God to do good things in your life. You have a hard time reading the Word and meditating on the Word. You live in mental pain and are trapped or preoccupied with the past. You're dwelling on negative events. You seem spiritually asleep and spiritually immature in the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of slumber off of my life in Jesus' name. You're unable to fully trust God. And you're unable to trust godly authority. You go by feelings and cannot go by faith. Say, I live by faith in the Son of God. The just live by faith. And I walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name. You live life as a negative person and have chronic hostility. Sarcasm, and sarcasm, by the way, is low-grade anger. It's the language of the devil, and it always cuts, and it hides behind, I'm kidding. Okay? If you need to repent for that, go ahead. And cynicism, critical, and you're judgmental of others. You can be caught up in works instead of grace, being performance-oriented to try to prove your work. You have a hard time receiving love from others. You have a hard time loving yourself. You may have been to those psychologists I talked about earlier. You may have even contemplated suicide. Say, Lord, I want to live. I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And if I've ever contemplated suicide or premature death, I repent. I repent for my ancestors who've done the same thing. I break the power of the words that have been spoken in my bloodline. Words that say, I wish I was dead. I'd be better off dead. They'd be better off without me. I break the power of those words now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Everybody believes. Say amen.
Amen.
You can be negative about everything and not able to see anything positive. There'll be a lack of peace and a lack of joy. You can have a history of depression and other mental disorders. You may expect things to go wrong in your life. If you're thinking that things are going good, you're wondering when the hammer is going to fall. Quit that. Expect God to be good. Bible says He fights for us. Bible says He's for us and not against us. Bible says nothing's impossible with God. He's the repairer of the breach. Rebuke the devil. Believe God. Amen? Don't be woe is me. Don't be that way. Don't expect. If you've ever said it's Murphy's Law, it's going to happen to anybody, it's going to happen to me. Repent for that now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We break the power of those words in Jesus' name. You don't know your identity in Christ, and you don't know your promises in Him. You can't stand on them during trials. You hear the truth, but you can't hold the truth. I say that again. There's a hearing of the truth, but not a holding of the truth. You're not able to keep God's commandments. You're going to have trouble with sin. You can be prone to adultery and pornography. You want to feel loved and feel better, but you're going to the wrong sources. There can be other addictions to food and people, such as codependency. You have physical ailments. There can be physical ailments that won't go away. You can't get rid of the anger, and you have fits of anger and rage when you feel rejected. You view yourself as the sufferer, and you want self-pity from others. Say, Lord, I break the power of the victim mentality. And I repent for blaming others and holding others responsible for my misery. I renounce misery in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. So what are we going to do about it? Thank you, Lord. Paul talked about casting down vain imaginations. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, casting out vain imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of the Word of God. We need to destroy those things in the name of Jesus. Taking every thought, now taking every thought into captivity and putting it in obedience to Christ, that's how you walk it out. Amen? But say, Lord, I want the strongholds that have kept me in a brokenhearted state destroyed. I speak to those strongholds in Jesus' name and command you to be cast into the sea in Jesus' name. Break up and go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that the weapons of my warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Now, I do believe that everyone in this body, I believe, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that everyone here is going to believe the report of the Lord. I believe that everyone here has been willing to forgive, to release, and to break the judgment. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that you showed them. If the Lord showed you anybody to forgive right now in the name of Jesus and you haven't released them, do it right now in the name of Jesus. Say it under your breath. In the name of Jesus, let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. Forgive yourself. Forgive God. If you've got a charge against God, somebody died, you think God took him, release God. He doesn't need you to forgive him, but you need to.
That's right.
He didn't do anything wrong. He's your help.
That's right.
Amen? But forgive him.
Right.
If you perceive I'm under these circumstances, God, you're mad at me. No, no. We were born into things. We walked into things. Adam and Eve fell. It's a messed up world. People hurt. People hurt us. We got to forgive them. We got to release. We want to prosper. We're going to thrive in the Lord Jesus Christ by letting go. Amen. Say, I break all unholy judgment. I have, even in my subconscious mind, against anybody, mother, father, siblings, friends, spouses, teachers, bosses, pastors, anybody, myself, God, I break all these things in Jesus' name. And I command the spirits that have come through unholy judgment to leave me now in Jesus' name. Now come on out of God's people. Get out, 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 get out. Go offense. Go anger. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Go judgment. I break the judgment cycle now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break your power in Jesus' name. Judgment against God. Judgment against people. Judgment against parents. Judgment against self. In the name of Jesus. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Loose them in Jesus' name. Now all unforgiveness come out. In the name of Jesus. Unforgiveness, bitterness, in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Broken heart, stony heart, come on out now in the name of Jesus. I break your power in Jesus' name. Broken heart, stony heart, hard-hearted, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people in Jesus' name. Wounded heart, shattered heart, in the name of Jesus. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Here are some of the ways that brokenheartedness happens. abuse, unkind words, sorrow, betrayal, false accusation, accusations, I know I can say it, divorce, rejection, abandonment, trauma, conditional love, in the name of Jesus. Y'all, you have to go. Come out. In the name of Jesus. All abuse, come out. Spiritual abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Go. That came in brokenhearted from divorce, from abandonment, from trauma, from conditional love. Go, 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 go. Get out of God's people. In the name of Jesus. You have to go. Dysfunctional. You have to go in the name of Jesus. Dismay, you have to go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Assaulting spirits, go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You're the healer. You're the deliverer. We give you the glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes there can be spiritual hearts that are broken because of things that happen even in the church or from parents that didn't raise their children right, even in the Lord. How about a child that's forced to accept narrow, exclusive religious views with exclusion of any other? And look, listen, this doesn't apply to the church, because if they're teaching you Jesus, they're teaching you right. But maybe you were forced to believe something. You could have been raised a Jehovah Witness. You could have been raised in Mormonism. You could have been raised... Now listen, there's sometimes... You know, the old time, there's some in the church, we call it, you know, being in bondage. You had to wear your hair like this or your clothes in a certain way, right? That's not of the Lord. Okay? You're supposed to dress modest. You're supposed to be modest and look right. But your value and your worth and your uprightness before the Lord is from your heart, not how you're dressed. Amen? Or how you wear your hair. We break the power of those things in the name of Jesus. Break that off. Legalism. In the name of Jesus. Formalism, I break your power in the name of Jesus. You got to go. Sometimes a child is starved of being developed in interpersonal skills and relationships in the name of religion. You couldn't meet anybody else. You couldn't meet with other believers even because... Now listen, that doesn't mean if you're a parent and turn your kids over to go run with anybody even that just says they're a Christian. Okay, you judge the fruit. How many know? Listen, say, I'm a fruit judger. I'm not critical. I'm not going to be critical. But I'm going to judge fruit. For my life and the life of anybody that God has given me to steward. In Jesus' name. How about a child that's taught all about the rules of God but never shown or taught about the love of God? We need to show our children how to love God. Say, Lord, I forgive anybody that taught me the rules without the love. I release them in Jesus' name. A church can do spiritual abuse even to adults. It can be a pastor or minister who subjects its church members to a hierarchical structure that equates leadership with job title and demands unquestioning submission and obedience from people lower down the organizational totem pole. We don't do totem poles, but that's what it's in. Okay? Lower down the pipe. In an abusive church, the use of guilt, fear, and intimidation to control members is likely to produce members who have low self-image, who feel beaten down by legalism, who've been taught that asserting oneself is not spiritual. Control-oriented leaders attempt to dictate what members think, although the process is so spiritualized that members do not usually realize it's going on. Control is sin. Everybody say, control is sin.
Control is sin.
And it's witchcraft.
And
I ask you to forgive me, Lord, for controlling others. And I break the power of that control. I forgive others that have controlled me. I release them in Jesus' name. And I break the power of controlling spirits. In Jesus' name. I break unholy soul ties with everybody that's controlled me or who I've controlled. I release them. I forgive them. I call my soul back to me, and I send all foreign souls back where they belong. I command control, manipulation, witchcraft, domination, seduction, bullying, all of you. leave me now.
Leave me
in the name of Jesus. Now, deep breath. Let them all go. Come on out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Come out now in the name of Jesus. All of that. Control. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Brokenheartedness from control. I break your power in the name of Jesus. From the rejection. I break your power. Go, 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 go. From the parents. In the name of Jesus. From dad. From mom. Everywhere the hearts were broken. Go, go, go. Every spirit that came through that. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Say, I forgive. Even my parents. Spouse. Friends. Siblings. For any conditional love. That my behavior dictated the love. I release them. Now know this. Somebody's a parent. Somebody's even a boss or place. There's a place. And even your friends in Christ are supposed to tell you when you're doing something wrong. We're supposed to. But how we do it. And that doesn't mean you turn your back and don't talk to somebody. Some of you need to forgive somebody that didn't talk to you because they were mad at you. Some of you are still doing that, people. You need to stop it. Repent for it. You love people anyway. Now, you might need to shut up a minute so that when your words come out, they're pleasant and loving. Say, I forgive everybody that smothered me and denied me the right to be an individual. I forgive anywhere I was forced into conflict between my parents. I forgive if I was being used as a pawn for my parents. If this applies to you, say, I forgive for being forced into a caretaker role at an inappropriate age. I forgive anybody that showed me how to use alcohol or drugs and for even being forced to participate if it fits. I forgive anybody that showed me violence. I forgive any psychological abuse, including the criticism, trivial criticism, unjustified criticism, unjustified blame. I forgive anybody that made me a scapegoat. I forgive everybody that did not value me, that showed inconsistency in their judgment. I forgive any person in my life that has shifting boundaries. Or no boundaries. Or restrictive boundaries. I forgive my parents if they ever refused to look at me. If they didn't look at me with love in their eyes. I forgive my parents if there was any unpredictable behavior on their part. I forgive them for the unkind words. I forgive my father for any negative words or labels that he put on me. I forgive my mother for the same thing. I forgive everyone that's betrayed me. I release them, Lord. I forgive everyone that falsely accused me. I release them. I forgive them. Forgive me, Lord, for falsely accusing others. I forgive those that have rejected me. I forgive those that abandoned me. I break the power of that rejection. I command every spirit that is in me, that I just repented for, that I just forgave people for, I break your power. I command those spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Come on out of them now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. All you controllers, go. In the name of Jesus. Rest of you, in the name of Jesus. Conditional love, go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Psychological abuse spirits, I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Devalued, unvalued, unloved, I break your power. Come out of God's people. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. The power of the words from the Father. Power of the words from the Mother. I break the power of the spirits and enforce those things. In the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people. Now. In the name of Jesus, come out, come out. All spirits of betrayal, come out. Rejection, come out. Root of rejection, I pull you up in Jesus' name. The false accuser, go, 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 go. They did that to me. They accused me. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Accuser of the brethren, I break your power in the name of Jesus. You can't stay in the name of Jesus. Now I call all trauma out in the name of Jesus. Trauma. In the name of Jesus, you come out. Trauma from the words of the parents. Trauma from the siblings. Trauma from the spouses. Trauma in the name of Jesus from the teachers. Every bit of trauma, even trauma that came in the womb and the trauma that came in through the birth canal. I break your power. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Trauma, I break you. I pull you out. I pull the glue of trauma out. Trauma from physical accidents even. I break your power in the name of Jesus. You've got to go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All anxiety come out. All hope deferred come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Infirmities. From a broken heart, I break your power. Spirit of infirmity, come out of God's people now. In the name of Jesus. You've got to go. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Sickness in the body. From a broken heart, I break your power. Sickness, infirmity, spirits in the bones, in the marrow. I break your power. Come out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go, go. Torment. Mental torment. I break your power in the name of Jesus. You got to go. In the name of Jesus. Fear, doubt, and unbelief. You got to go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord. Anywhere that my spiritual walls that are holy have been weak, I thank you, Father, that by your love, the walls of my city, me, are built up to keep out the works of darkness. So even as the walls of darkness are torn down, I thank you, Lord, for building up holy walls. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. In the name of Jesus. Walls of destruction come down. Even as the walls of the Lord are put up. Walls of destruction. Destruction come down. In the name of Jesus. Destroyer. I break your power. In the name. I break the power of the destroyer. In the name of Jesus. I break the power of the thief. In the name of Jesus. You got to go. I break the power of the liar. In the name of Jesus. I break the power of the deceiver. You got to go. In Jesus' name. All spirits that defile, come out now in the name of Jesus. All bitter spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. Crushed heart, crushed spirit. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Come out, crushed spirit. Come out, heartache. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit that has attacked the immune system, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Come out, come out, come out. In the name of Jesus. Come out, come out. In the name of Jesus, of the hypothalamus, come out of the amygdala. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of their hearts, come out of their lungs, come out of the liver. In the name of Jesus, come out of the stomach. In the name of Jesus, come out of the bowels. In the name of Jesus, come out of the sexual organs. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Get out, come out of the limbic system. In the name of Jesus, you got to go. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Now everybody raise your hands to heaven. Say, Lord Jesus, your promise is to heal the broken heart. Is to bind the wounds. So I'm asking you, Lord, to heal my heart where it's been broken. I'm asking you, Lord, to heal me. To bind up my wounds. I'm asking you to heal my soul. My mind, my will, my emotions, I'm asking you to heal my physical body. I receive it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now take a deep breath. Father, I just bless the people of God in the name of Jesus. I bless them in the name of Jesus with healing. I lend my faith. There, Father, I agree that they're healed in the name of Jesus. I agree for healing in their minds, their will, their emotions. I believe for healing in their physical body, even in the brain, the physical organ called the brain, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for a cleansing of their cellular memory in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that any unholy DNA that's come down the bloodline will be destroyed, and you would give them new DNA, Father. I pray you're a miracle working God, Lord. I pray for the miracle. In Jesus' name, I believe you for the miracle, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless your people, Father. Bless them. In the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You want to pray for the food, brother? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for this meal that we're about to partake of. We break every curse that came from the ground in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Bless the cook. Bless it, the food, the nourishment of our bodies. Bless the conversation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray also, Father, for continual, ongoing deliverance and healing over the people of God, even over the course of this weekend and beyond. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.